Our latest storm system has exited the region, but we will still be feeling its impact throughout the day. As it continues to depart into the Canadian Maritimes, the low pressure system will deepen. This as a very strong cold core high pressure system builds in from the Midwest. A very strong pressure gradient will set up between the departing low and the incoming high, allowing for very gusty northwest wind. Many locations will be dealing with wind gusts in excess of 30 miles per hour. This combined with very cold temperatures will generate a wind chill well below zero across the entire listening area. Wind chill warnings and wind chill advisories are in effect until this evening. Some areas could feel wind chill values as low as 40 below zero. Please remember not to leave your pets outside and check on your elderly neighbors today. An upper level ridge and surface high pressure will build into the region tomorrow, allowing for abundant sunshine, but temperatures will remain frigid. Wind chill, however, will not be quite as intense. Our next round of weather moves through by Wednesday. This will be another storm where air temperature changes will dictate precipitation. At first, a mix of sleet and snow is likely before temperatures warm and a transition to rainfall occurs. Rain will continue into Thursday morning, heavy for some, especially areas to our south. Following cold frontal passage on Thursday, any lingering rain may briefly change back over to snowfall. However, snowfall accumulations here do not appear significant. This will bring about frigid temperatures once again to round out the work week. A quick look at the weekend looks cold but unsettled. Snowfall reports from our weekend storm shows many places received anywhere from 12 to 18 inches of snow. Colony picked up 14.5 inches. Albany International Airport, 14.1 inches. Niskayuna got 17 inches. Malta also picked up 17 inches. Schenectady picked up 14.2 inches. Scotia, 15 inches. Glens Falls picked up 16 inches. Into Massachusetts, Savoy, the big winner, 20.3 inches. And in Vermont, Woodford picked up 14 inches. Taking a look at potentially significant weather around the country, a broad and energetic upper-level trough is currently working its way into Northern California, where rainfall has been widespread. This system is expected to move further inland and develop into a large low-pressure system as it moves across the Rockies today, bringing widespread mountain snow from the Great Basin eastward into the Rockies tonight and become the next winter storm from the Northern Plains. This will expand into the Great Lakes as well, where upwards of 8 inches of snow will be possible. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, mostly sunny and cold with a high near 20, wind chill values between minus 5 and minus 10. Expect windy conditions, northwest wind 25 to 30 miles per hour, gusting as high as 40 miles per hour. In Boston, mostly cloudy skies today with a high near 10, wind chill values as low as minus 20. A northwest wind is expected 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts as high as 40. And in Buffalo, tapering snow showers, then partly sunny skies, chilly temperatures too, highs only near 10. Wind chill values as low as 20 below zero, with a northwest wind around 15 miles per hour. Taking a look at the climate report in Albany today, the average high temperature is 30 degrees and the average low is 14. The record high, 61, set back in 2006, and the record low temperature is minus 18, set in 1994. Sunrise, 7:20 a.m., sunset, 4:54 p.m., total of 9 hours and 34 minutes of daylight, a net gain of 1 minute from yesterday. Your contiguous United States 24-hour temperature extremes ran from minus 46 Sunday morning at Cotton, Minnesota, to a high temperature of 82 degrees at Tucson, Arizona. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny skies today, windy as well. High temperatures will range from 5 below zero in the northern Adirondacks to 5 above zero across the North Country and Champlain Valley. Wind will be out of the northwest, 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusting up to 35 miles per hour. This will bring a wind chill as low as minus 40. A wind chill warning is in effect until this evening. Tonight, skies will clear and wind will subside. Expect bitter cold, temperatures ranging from 10 below zero to 20 below zero overnight. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny skies today with high temperatures ranging from 5 to 10 above zero. Wind will be out of the northwest, 15 to 20 miles per hour, with wind gusts upwards to 35 to 40 miles per hour. Wind chill values will be as cold as 30 below zero. Wind chill advisory is in effect until this evening. Overnight, skies will clear and wind will subside. Bitter cold sets in once again. Lows will fall to near zero. From the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny skies today with temperatures ranging from 0 to 5 above 0. Wind will be out of the northwest, 20 to 25 miles per hour, with gusts up to 40 miles per hour. Wind chill values could be as cold as 40 below 0. A wind chill warning is in effect until this evening. Overnight, skies will clear and wind will subside. Lows will fall below zero, ranging from 5 to 10 degrees below zero. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny skies today with frigid temperatures, highs around zero. Wind will be out of the northwest, 20 to 25 miles per hour, gusting up to 45 miles per hour. This will bring a wind chill as cold as 40 below zero. A wind chill warning is in effect until this evening. Overnight, skies will clear with lows plummeting below zero, ranging from 5 to 10 below zero. Wind will subside as well. For the Greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area, east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, partly sunny skies with brutal cold today. High temperatures will only reach about 5 degrees above zero. Strong wind out of the northwest, 20 to 25 miles per hour, with gusts upwards of 30 to 40 miles per hour, could bring a wind chill value as low as minus 30 to minus 40. Wind chill warnings and advisories are in effect until this evening. Tonight, skies will clear with lows falling well below zero, ranging from 5 below to 10 below. Wind, however, will subside. Your regional forecast for tomorrow, sunny skies with much lighter wind. Temperatures rebound a bit as well, but remain awfully cold, only reaching the low 20s. Wednesday, expect increasing clouds with precipitation arriving by midday. Afternoon temperatures will climb to near 40. This will allow for an initial snowfall and sleet mix to transition to rainfall during the afternoon. Precipitation will be ongoing into Thursday. However, as cold air enters the backside of the system, a brief changeover to snow will be possible. Highs on Thursday will climb to about 40 degrees. Friday will bring about colder and breezy weather. Skies will be partly cloudy with highs only reaching the upper 20s. By Saturday, another front moves through. Not much moisture with it, but frigid temperatures return with highs only in the teens. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jordan Sherman.